Okay, here we go. Elzman Tufshin Tebes. Okay, so usually we try to get into the sugya. So the problem is we all just started, so there's not much to get into. So we're going to take a little bit of an aerial view, try to map it out where we're going, where we're heading, what we're trying to do. Yeah. Okay. As follows. Shalom Aleichem. Nice to meet you, Yehuda Davis. Okay. So, as follows. This is where it gets a lot of fun. Kiddush Malchus Suda is one of those sugyas that will span so many different sugyas, and keep it in the back of your mind because, you ready? Kiddush Malchus Suda has direct correlation to Simen Reish Samach Tes, making Kiddush in Shul, right? Well, that's the Gemara, okay? Has to do with Shinui Malchus, because the entire Shini Makim and Chelik Beis in Mishnah, we're in Chelik Gimel right now, is interconnected with, well, what's a Shinui, what's considered a difference of placement from one room to a room, from one corner to the, right, attic to a different floor. So Shini Makim, if you haven't learned it, so you'll be learning it now in Kiddush Makim Suda and then appreciating the similarities or differences when you get to Shini Makim, or you can appreciate the differences and similarities now when you learn Kiddush Malchus Suda. So that's another one. And what else do you get to? Safinan. How do you get to Safinan? Because what do we say in Simon? What is Safinan? Great. What is Safinan? There's an Isser. You're not allowed to enable children, definitely your children, possibly even other people's children, to do Malacha. To do any Isser, to do Malacha on Shabbos, to give them treif, right? Are you allowed to? Safinan, what's the translation of Safinan? To feed them, it's always like this, Safinan, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's the hand motion you're supposed to make, Safinan. So, how does Safinan come in? Because in Reish Samach Tes, right, this is not our sugya, but this is a sugya that pertains to Kiddush Malchus Suda. What does it say? The Torah comes along and starts Reish Samach Tes and says, what happens? They want to make Kiddush in Shul. This is the minhag. Why do we make Kiddush in Shul? For the Archim, for these guests. So the guests are in Shul and we make Kiddush for them. So comes along the Torah and he says, why isn't it a Brachal of Atala? Why? Because it's Kiddush Shaloi B'Makam Suda. So asking that question alone is already indicative of a lot of different steps along the way. Wait, if you make Kiddush B'Makam Suda, if you don't have Kiddush B'Makam Suda, and again, let's say it wasn't malicious, it wasn't on purpose, you forgot, right? Oh, I forgot about that. So here in the Kotel, anyone who hasn't been here before, we do surveys. We do surveys. So, what is your favorite food by a Kiddush that you will have the most of? So there's, you know, chalon, pcha, gala, anyone? Herring, right? Lots of herring. So now, how many people have gone and had tremendous amounts of chalon as the only thing they ate by Kiddush? Is that Kiddush Malchus Suda? This is a trap. Yeah, you know, this is a trap. Is that Kiddush Malchus Suda? Yes, no, maybe so. So it's the barley. Good, good, exactly. Good. So Rabbi Lowenthal's on the case, and the barley is it the bracha of mezonos? Is it the fact that it gets an ala michya? Barley has both, right? All right. What's the exception? Rice. Rice is mezonos, but doesn't get an ala michya. Okay, fine. So now let's say you had lots of rice. Is there Kiddush B'Makam Suda? Right. Is there Kiddush B'Makam Sushi? So we're going to get there. We're going to get there because we have to figure out, which is one of the questions we have to go through. So what's going to cut it? What's going to cut it? What do you do on Pesach? Right? That's what we're going to get to in Sif. Hey.
Or you
what? Yeah. Having a full-fledged Suda is always the best Eitzah. Yeah? That's what Rabbi Klein is suggesting. Have matzah, yeah, and you're safe.
Or the Goyinim. Or the Goyinim.
Or the Goyinim, fine. Which he's referring to the Goyinim who say in Sif, hey, we're going to come up to it, that a person can have Yayin. Then the Magen Avraham brings down a Shulta Giborim, who says it could even be Peiros. And then the question is, what about beer? Yeah? But let's pull back for a second. We're on we're in our survey still. That was our second tangent before we got into a tangent. So what do you eat by a Kiddush? You have Chalon. Okay, Chalon, you're covered. You have lots of herring? So your Kiddush was... Yeah, you finished that one off. So then, what do you do after that? You can have soda, herring, potato kugel. You could eat all of them, and you weren't Mekayim, potentially, Kiddush Makom Suda, depending on what is necessary to be eaten. Yeah? So that's why the surveys always bring it to life, because do you actually get Kiddush Makom Suda? Very common, people will get lost in conversation, have 7 pieces of potato kugel, and then go home. Were they Mekayim Kiddush Makom Suda? So these are questions no one likes to ask. The answer might be no, because potatoes are very nutritious, but they're not B'makom Suda. Fine. So it talks about Paris is a Shiloh, the Shilta Giborim. Fine. So now, where are we? So how does it come into Safina? The answer is, because what do we suggest? There are some shuls. The tour actually writes in Simon Reish Samach Tes, if I had the guts, I would go and be mevatel this whole minig. It's a flawed minig. It doesn't make sense. It's a potential bracha levatala, because you're making kiddush shalom b'makom suda, because you're all in shul. You're not eating in shul. You're not allowed to eat in shul, right? Right? There's a whole shaila. Can you even be kaveh suda in shul? So it's kiddush shalom b'makom suda. So what's going on over here? That's the tour. The tour's issue. But he says, you know, he's giving a little bit of deference to this minig that exists. So some shuls still have it, some shuls don't. What do you do? What do you do in the event that you make kiddush in shul? They give it to a kid. So kids don't have to keep mitzvahs. Safinan. What happened? What happened? Kids don't have to do kiddush makom suda? So the answer is, come on. You know, do kids eat meat and milk? Yeah, we don't promote it, but many kids eat meat and milk. Waiting 6 hours is different, Shaila, Simon Peites and Yerdea. When do we start trying to do our 6 hours? I've heard actually a few times that you start 6 years before bar mitzvah, start at 7, 1 hour, 8 years old, 2 hours, 9 years old, 3 hours. As just like, when do you start? You just go full force, 6 hours. But that's another sugya that actually will be touched upon, albeit indirectly, through Kiddush Makom Suda. So it's definitely a worthwhile and expansive sugya that is kedai to get into. Okay, so now, if I had to ask you, why is there a chiyuv to have Kiddush Makom Suda? So again, this is came out rhetorical. The Rashbam addresses it. The Rashbam goes and gives 2 reasons. The Rashbam goes and quotes one of them, which is a medrash, or from the Geonim, or Reb Acha. Not clear. They all say different medrash. The Rashbam calls it a medrash. Some quote it from Reb Acha, who was one of the Geonim. Reb Acha, Reb Achai. Reb Achai was on the Geonim. Reb Acha was not. Okay, so I take that back. But what does it say? V'karasa l'shabas oinig. Where's this pasuk? Bear in mind, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, which is Nach. It's gonna actually come up. It has a relevance. So the pasuk in Yeshaya goes and says, "V'karasa l'Shabbos oneg." We should be calling and referring to Shabbos as oneg. What's oneg? Enjoyable. Says the Rashbam. The Rashbam goes and says in Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Says the Rashbam, 2 reasons. Number 1. Kiddush parshin on time elikamei in kiddush shalom makom suda dichsev v'karasa l'shabbos oneg b'makom sha'ata kriya l'shabbos kloimar kriya the kiddush, wherever you make kiddush, it has to be accompanied by oneg. How do you get oneg? How do you get that enjoyment? All good Jewish events have food, lots of food. So oneg is food. Kriya needs oinig. Kriya needs food. Kiddush b'makom suda. That was the equation? Fair. This is where we're gonna get to. The word Seuda, Shmuel used the word Seuda. Could Seuda mean anything? Maybe not. Yeah, fair? Well, if you want to get all nitty gritty, the Gemara says Seuda. So how literal is Seuda? Seuda means a meal. You have meals of beer?
The cake is a meal.
Ah, okay, good. But it's a mezonos, it's satiating, it's... Meaning, when you go through Shal Shudas, right? Hilchos Shal Shudas. So it goes through four different shitas. So you should have bread. If you don't have bread, you should have mezonos. If you don't have mezonos, you should have peiros. And you don't have peiros, you should, right? Magen Avraham said you should learn. Eat the Torah, right? So, what is that? Shal Shudas needs to be a meal or not? It's one of those where you and yeah, good question, and yeah, it's somewhat of a meal. So now, getting back to your point, Seuda, what's Seuda? That's the question at hand. Yeah, we're going to get back to it in Sifhei in Shulchan Aruch, where we bring down the Goyinim that go and say that you can be Mekayimit with Yayin, you can be Mekayimit with Peros. That obviously is expanding the allowance for Seuda. Fair? So this is, again, we're not getting into it because it's not fair. No one got into it. None of us have gotten into it. So this is just, you know, keep it in the back of your mind where we're heading. We're heading towards, we need to explain at every point, like we've spoken, there's three different aspects here, right? Code word, the title of the sugya. Kiddush, bimakim Seuda. Each one is a different facet of the sugya. Kiddush, so that's Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. How to make Kiddush, when to make Kiddush, by saying Good Shabbos. We've spoken about this last month. By saying Good Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is that a Kiddush? By saying it in Tefillah, is that a Kiddush? What is the Kiddush? Why is the Kiddush? Where is the Kiddush? Great, that's the first word, Kiddush. Next word, Bimakim. What's Bimakim? Bimakim where? There's a placement. There's some grounding based on your placement. So can it extend? How far does it extend? Here, there, everywhere, to the attic, to the basement. That's part number two. Part number three is the word Seuda. So you'll always have in the back of your mind is three aspects and each one needs to be addressed. Seuda is, like the Goyinim who go and expand it further, I would have thought Seuda means washing, lechem, b'kaveya Seuda. Kamash Balan, maybe there's a little bit wiggle room to go and extend it to other things. But we didn't get to the second reason yet. Let's pull back for a second. The Rashbam goes and says the second reason. The Rashbam goes and says, Inami Svaro. I'll tell you a logic. What's his logic? Because Mide Ikva Kiddush Al Hayayin, like we saw already on Kuvav last man, Zechreyu Al Hayayin, you have to remember and refer to Kiddush of Shabbos over a cup of wine for the chashivas, for the importance. Therefore, Mestama al Yayin Shabbashas Suda Hukva. It's Yayin, not just a freestanding cup of wine. It's a cup of wine that's connected with a Suda. That's how we just jump to Kiddush B'makam Suda, the Chashiv, and that's Chashiv. So, first of all, why did the Rashbam feel the need to get into a second reason? What was lacking in the first that compelled him to go and give a second reason, right? All the other Rishonim, Tosfos, many, many others, they all, the Rush, the Ran, the Rif, the Rif doesn't say a reason. The Ran, they go and they say straight, V'karasa l'Shabbos Oynig, right? And they jump right in, comes along the Hashem, Inami, I'll make one up. But why? What's the point? What's the need? So, I saw brought down an excellent Maramokim. The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, who lived in England. Yeah, that's the Anglia. So, they go and they say, on Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph, they go and they write as follows. On this Rashbam, Ein Kiddush Elo Makam Suda, Pirush Rashbam, Inami. Pirush Inami. Why did the Rashbam feel a need that he had to go and write an Inami? Because you can't prove from a pasuk of a karas al Shabbos oinig this din. The divrei Torah may divrei Kabbalah loy alfinan. So you could shake your head, you could look perplexed, you could furrow your eyebrows. What in the world? Where's the Divrei Torah. What's the Divrei Torah here? The Pasuk is a Pasuk in Yeshayah. We don't want to learn a mitzvah d'oraisa from a Pasuk in Yeshayah. What's the mitzvah d'oraisa at hand? No. Kiddush Makom Suda.
We're learning Makom Suda from Nach, and we want to apply it to Kiddush, which is a freestanding mitzvah.
But he's telling you the svara why he needs to bring a second reason for Kiddush b'Makom Suda was because Divrei Torah made Divrei Kabbalah.
You say, I have this Din D'oraisa called Kiddush, and I want to adjust that by bringing in a Pasuk from Nach. Say, by the way, that Kiddush is only, you're only this.
I thought it was the Kiddush b'Makom Suda. The Chi of Kiddush b'Makom Suda is a Chi of D'oraisa.
We're being magda that and hindering it by saying, if it's not b'Makom Suda, you're not it.
Ah, so you're telling me that, okay, what do you say? What do you say, Reb Menachem? What do you say? What is it? What are we coming to explain? We're coming to explain Kiddush is D'oraisa, right? According to most Shitas. There are Shitas that Zechrei L'Yayin on Yayin, we're in Yayin, we're in B'Makom Suda right now. Zechrei L'Yayin, according to some Shitas, might be D'Rabbanan. So again, we have to jump a lot of the hurdles here. We're going like the opinions that Al Yayin is going to be a D'oraisa, right? And then we're going extending it, so that's a D'oraisa. Bon Nagid, yeah, let's say. That's going to be a D'oraisa, and then we want to say the extension of that is Kiddush also needs to be B'Makom Suda, and anything that has a correlation with Kiddush automatically becomes a D'oraisa, or is it intrinsically a chi of D'oraisa? And if it is, why? No, for sure not. Oinig. What's oinig? Midivir Kabbalah. Yeah. So enjoy yourself. On Shabbos, you should enjoy yourself. What's the makar to enjoy yourself on Shabbos? Divrei Kabbalah. So what are we saying? What's going on over here? The Karasal Shabbos oinig can't go and teach you. You don't want to learn a Din D'oraisa. So, store in the back of your mind, I don't have a good answer, but there's definitely a machlekes here. Is Kiddush B'Makom Suda a Din D'oraisa or only a Din D'Rabbanan? Yeah? That's what brought the Rashbam to then say a second reason. Now, here's how the Achronim go and deduce what's these two reasons here. And this will run through the entire sugya. Kiddush B'Makom Suda, ready? Let's make it a Chakira. So it's fun, make a Chakira, and then you try to just run it through and see along the way at every point, hey, this is a proof or a disproof. What is these two reasons? One of them seems to say as follows, that it's based on the Seuda, right? The Karasal Shabbos Oineg. What does the word Oineg mean? Seuda. Seuda has to be, Seuda is what demands and what warrants the Kiddush to be in its place. What's the force? The force behind it? Well, yeah, what's the Mechayiv here? The Seuda. The Seuda is the force that makes Kiddush, so to speak, bow to it. Every Seuda must have a Kiddush, therefore Kiddush must be B'Makom Suda. Or, again? Yeah. What's the eyebrows? What? Well, what he said. So how could you go so far?
Yeah.
No, the B'Makom. So again, the way the Rashbam words it, he words it as follows: B'Makom Shata Kiri L'Shabbos, B'Makom Kiddush. There your oinik should be.
Right. So you can learn the function of Kiddush.
So. Fair, but then flip the other way, right? The second way doesn't work. You wouldn't have two tzadim. The second one is B'Makom Yayin, right? B'Makom Yayin, there should also be a Suda. That's what? That's being fueled by Suda or Yayin? So they're both being fueled by Yayin. Okay. So this is the difficulty. This is the difficulty, yeah? Because the Achronim then go and try to make numerous nafkaminas, whether it's Suda or whether it's Yayin. So some Achronim go and they say, yes, whether Yayin needs Suda or Suda needs Yayin, which way do you go? It's Tutsadim and Rashbam. Okay, and they run it through the entire sugya.
I can't be both.
What?
I can't be both.
Latzion Nafkaminas. You'll be able to appreciate the difference between the Nafkaminas. Through the Nafkaminas, you'll be able to appreciate the difference, yeah? Let's say you don't have a full-fledged Seuda Gemura. We already foreshadowed this. This is kind of come up by the Goinim. So you have to have a full-fledged Seuda. So if it's a din Seuda, yeah. The Seuda demands it better be a Seuda. And if it's lacking in the Seuda, it's just going to be fruit. What is that? You missed the Aleph Beis. The starting point, the basis was Seuda. And Seuda should be accompanied by a Kiddush. That's why you get the conclusion of Kiddush B'makom Seuda. Okay? But if it's just the Yayin, you know who says this? Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Yeah, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan goes and writes in Tshuvas, Ein Yitzchak. He goes and he had a Shaila where he had a Mila. We're going to run out of time, so we'll stop with this. He had a Mila that the Moyel, what do you do on Shabbos? The bris is happening. They want to make a bracha. So what do they make a bracha on and who drinks it? And where is the B'makom Seuda? They're sitting in shul. They give out ragalach by the bris. You ever seen that? What? It's by day. It's by day. By paragafen. So he didn't say the shamru. He didn't say al kain. Right? Okay. No biggie. So what do you do there? Rabbi Zichron goes and has a shaila, and they say he made it on beer, and everyone was so upset at him, and all the talmid chacham in the whole town started screaming at the moel, "What are you doing?" And they asked me, "What should I do?" They brought the shaila to Rabbi Zichron, and this is, you know, a good kehila. This is what they're upset about: the moel drinking beer. How could he? And he goes to the entire sugya, and he goes and brings down the shul to Gibor, and he goes and he says, "L'chayr is going to be taller. Is it a din in the suda or a din in the yayin?" Two different southern and the Rashbam. Good gosh, all right. Didn't have Yayin, didn't have Mizorimus, didn't have that. So there are so many other Nachminas. Another one is, let's say you threw up afterwards. Poiskim talk about this. You lost your B'makom. Huh? You lost your B'makom. Is that even? You might get nailed for a different reason. You don't even have a B'makom. It's too far.
You're saying your Seuda father is a Kiddush.
Right. Yeah. So this is going to be the Shaila. Let's say you threw up. This is the last one. There's countless more. And Rav Moshe actually flips. This is the problem. Rav Moshe goes and understands the first Tzad of the Rashbam, like you were tiny. So the Chakira doesn't really work. That's the problem here. Because Rav Moshe understands the first one is a din in the yayin. read it straight. It doesn't make sense. And he flips the other one to be a din in Suda. So then it just flips. Which one is which? Anyway, that's the Shaila, that's the Sugya at hand. Hatzlacha Rabba.
He says it's a Svara.